Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about Hanukkah with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started. Now today, so you know, there aren't too many jokes about Hanukkah, so we're going to read two slightly longer stories instead. But don't you worry. They're pretty funny. The first one is called The Latke Who Couldn't Stop Screaming, a Christmas story, by Lemony Snicket. The story ends in someone's mouth, but it begins in a tiny village, more or less covered in snow. The snow had fallen during the long night, during which children had pressed their faces to the windows looking for a glimpse of a man who they suspected of bringing them wonderful gifts, but instead, they heard a terrible noise from a certain cottage in the neighboring arrondissement, a word which here means a place where something was being born. This cottage was regarded with some suspicion, as it was the only place not decorated with flashing colored lights at this time of year. The thing that was being born was a latke, a word which here means potato pancake. Latkes are a traditional part of the celebration of Hanukkah, a holiday commemorating a miraculous Jewish military victory. Nearly everything in this world is born screaming, and the latke was no exception, even though the latke wasn't conceived and born in the way you and I were conceived in and born, but instead was fashioned from grated potatoes, chopped onion, beaten eggs, and a dash or two of salt. Once these ingredients were properly mixed, the latke was slapped into a pan full of olive oil heated to a very high temperature, and this is when it began to scream, "Ah! Ah!" The latke was suffering so much that it leapt out of the hot pan and out of the window of the cottage and began to run screaming down the boulevard. "Ah!" This may seem like unusual behavior for a potato pancake, but this is a Christmas story, in which things tend to happen that would never occur in real life. The latke ran past a row of flashing colored lights, which hung from the rain gutters of a less suspicious cottage. "What's all the ruckus?" said the lights in unison. The lights were talking. "We are the ones who are supposed to be dominating the neighborhood with our cheerful glow. I was just thrown into a pan of boiling oil," the latke screamed in reply. "Can you believe it?" "Yes," said the flashing colored lights, "but we can't imagine why." "Because I'm a latke," said the latke. "The olive oil reminds us of the oil used to rededicate the temple following the defeat of Antiochus in the hands of the Maccabees. The oil was only supposed to last for one night, but there was a miracle, and it lasted for 8. Plus, frying makes my skin crispy and brown." "So you're basically hash browns," said the flashing colored lights. "Maybe you can be served alongside a Christmas ham."
"I'm not hash browns," cried the latke. "I'm something completely different." "Ah! Ah!"
The latke rounded the corner and found itself face to face with a candy cane, which wrinkled its red and white nose at the latke in distaste.
"I'm trying to sprinkle the night air with my peppermint scent," the candy cane said. "Your mouth-watering smell, not to mention all that yelping, is spoiling the effect."
"My mouth-watering smell is part of the cozy feeling of Hanukkah," the latke replied. "It reminds us that things are better now than they were in 175 BCE, when my people were not allowed to practice their religion. In order to study the Talmud, they had to hide out in caves, and when they heard Greek soldiers approach, they pretended they were gambling with a small spinning top called a dreidel."
"Sort of like Joseph and Mary hiding out in the manger," said the candy cane. "Someone should write a Christmas carol about you."
"I'm not part of Christmas," cried the latke. "It's a totally different thing." And then he started screaming again. "Ah! Ah!" The screams of the latke grew quieter and quieter as the pancake ran out of the village into the surrounding forest.
Its utter fury, its anger, was unabated. A phrase which here means the Latke was still very annoyed at the objects to whom it had spoken. But it was very tired, and so it decided to rest for a few minutes beneath the branches of a little pine tree. The pine tree was napping, but woke up at the sound of an object plopping down at its feet.
"Are you a present?"
the pine tree asked. "Presents are pretty much the only thing allowed to sit beneath me during this time of year." The Latke sighed. "Presents aren't really a big part of Hanukkah," it said in a voice hoarse from screaming. "There's nothing wrong with giving gifts to loved ones, of course, but it's more important to light the candles for 8 consecutive nights, 8 nights in a row, to commemorate and remember the miracle in the temple and the miracle of victory, even though you are thoroughly outnumbered, so you shouldn't give up hope." "Plus Santa Claus," said the pine tree. The Latke was too exhausted to scream. "Santa Claus has nothing to do with it," the Latke said. "Christmas and Hanukkah are completely different things."
"But different things can often blend together," said the pine tree. "Let me tell you a funny story about pagan rituals."
But before the pine tree could begin its story, a family came trooping through the snow, searching the forest carefully. "We shouldn't have waited until the last minute to get ready for the holiday," said the father of the family, who was holding an axe. "We'll never find a good one."
"You shouldn't give up hope," said the mother, and pointed at the pine tree. "Look!"
"It's perfect," said the daughter.
"Beautiful," agreed the son.
"Such a marvelous shape," said the mother.
"And its skin looks so crispy," said the father, and reached down and scooped up the Latke from the snow. "We'll need to reheat it, of course, but this will be perfect for Hanukkah dinner, with a topping of applesauce, sour cream, or even jam."
"I'll refry it in oil," said the mother,
"to remind us of the rededication of the temple."
"And the triumph of the Maccabees over Antiochus," added the daughter.
"After hiding in caves all that time," the son chimed in. The father smiled down at the Latke in his mitten, and then stared curiously at his other hand. "What was I thinking, bringing this axe?" he said to himself. The family strolled back to the village, walking past all the cottages with flashing colored lights, and smiling politely at the candy canes until they reached their own home. The family carried the Latke into their own home, which was warm and cozy, and sat down at the table, which was lit with the flickering candles of a menorah, or hanukkiah, which is a branched candelabra designed specifically for the holiday. It is very frustrating not to be understood in this world. If you say one thing and keep being told that you mean something else, it can make you want to scream, just like that Latke. But somewhere in the world, there is a place for all of us. Whether you are an electric form of decoration, a peppermint-scented sweet, a source of timber, or a potato pancake, on a cold snowy night, everyone and everything should be welcomed somewhere. And the Latke was welcomed into a home full of people who understood what a Latke is and how it fits perfectly into its particular holiday. And then they ate it.
Ah!
The end. How was that for a story? Our next book is called A Blues Clues Hanukkah. Does everybody know blue? I like blue, too.
"Come quick, Blue," said Joe. "The mail's here, and we got a letter."
Blue opened it up as fast as she could. It was an invitation to a Hanukkah party from Orange Kitten. "I've never been to a Hanukkah party before," said Blue.
"Me neither," said Joe.
Everyone got bundled up for the walk to Orange Kitten's house.
"What do you think we'll do at the party?" asked Joe.
"I think we'll see all of our friends," said Slippery.
"I think we'll help Orange Kitten celebrate Hanukkah," said Tickety.
Just then, Paprika spotted Orange Kitten's house.
"We're almost there," she said.
"Happy Hanukkah," Orange Kitten greeted them. "We're cutting out decorations and making menorahs. Want to help?"
"Sure," said Joe.
"But what's a menorah?"
"A menorah is a special candle holder we use on Hanukkah," explained Orange Kitten. "It has room for 9 candles. That's one for each of the 8 nights of Hanukkah, plus a helper candle called the Shamash to light all the others.
Psst, Blue, whispered Purple Kangaroo. I'm not sure how to finish this menorah. How many more candle holders does it need?
Blue counted carefully.
3, she said, and I'll help you make them.
Thanks, said Purple Kangaroo.
When the menorahs were finished, Orange Kitten put them in the window. When people see our menorahs, they'll remember that a miracle happened a long time ago, she said. Some oil that was only supposed to burn one day lasted for 8 whole days.
Is that why Hanukkah is 8 days long? Asked Blue.
Exactly, said Orange Kitten.
Tonight is the 6th night of Hanukkah, said Orange Kitten, so we need to put 6 candles in each of our menorahs.
What smells so good? Asked Joe.
Latkes. Do you remember what latkes are?
Said Orange Kitten, as she led everyone to the kitchen.
Latkes are potato pancakes, and they're my favorite Hanukkah food.
Are we doing a good job with your latke recipe, Orange Kitten? Asked Mr. Salt.
Yep, said Orange Kitten. I can't wait to eat them.
Blue peeked out the window. The sun had set and it was getting dark.
Come on, everybody. It's time to light the Hanukkah candles, Orange Kitten said.
Everyone crowded around the window and watched as Orange Kitten sang some special blessings, and Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper carefully lit the candles on each menorah.
The candles are all lit, said Orange Kitten. That means it's time for opening presents.
Everybody loved their gifts, especially the chocolate Hanukkah gelt.
Money you can eat.
How wonderful, said Mr. Salt.
I'm glad you like it, said Orange Kitten. But Joe was confused.
Orange Kitten, what is this? Asked Joe.
It's a dreidel, Orange Kitten explained. It has Hebrew letters on it. Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin.
Wow, thanks, said Joe. It'll make a nice head scratcher, or a clay scraper, or a very small umbrella.
Silly Joe, said Orange Kitten.
Dreidel is a game you play with friends. Come and see.
You first, Periwinkle, said Orange Kitten. Spin the dreidel and see which Hebrew letter lands facing up.
Periwinkle spun the dreidel. It landed on Shin.
That means put 1 piece of Hanukkah gelt in the pot, said Orange Kitten.
Magenta's dreidel landed on Hay.
Good spin, Magenta, said Orange Kitten. You get half the pot.
Yay for Hay, Magenta said as she took 3 pieces of gelt.
Chocolate is my favorite. In case you didn't know, gelt are chocolate coins covered in golden wrappers.
The latkes were ready. Everybody rushed to try them.
This is the first latke I've ever eaten, said Joe. It's delicious.
They are even better with applesauce, suggested Orange Kitten.
Do you want to hear my favorite Hanukkah songs? Asked Orange Kitten.
Absolutely. We love to learn new songs.
Great, said Orange Kitten. Let's sing.
Look, said Paprika, Cinnamon is asleep.
Yes, Mr. Salt said. It's past his bedtime.
It's past my bedtime, too, but I'm wide awake,
Paprika said proudly, trying not to yawn.
Well, it's time to go home, said Mrs. Pepper. But what a wonderful party that was, Orange Kitten.
Thank you. Happy Hanukkah, shouted Blue and all her friends as they headed out into the cold.
Happy Hanukkah, Orange Kitten called back. See you at my Hanukkah party next year.
The end.
Now, you learned a lot about Hanukkah while we were reading those books. But just to make sure, I'll say it again. Hanukkah is the Jewish Festival of Lights. It lasts for 8 days, usually either in late November or in December. This year, it goes from December 20th until December 28th, so it starts on Tuesday. Over 2,000 years ago, the Jewish people were ruled by a man named Antiochus. Antiochus wanted them to worship the Greek gods, but they wanted to worship their own god. A big war broke out for 3 years. Then the Jewish people won. They took back their temple of Jerusalem and began celebrating. Part of the party had to do with lighting an oil lamp.
They only had enough oil for one night, but a miracle occurred, and the lamp stayed lit for 8 days. That was the miracle of the oil, and just like the 8 days that the lamp stayed lit, Hanukkah is celebrated with a menorah, which has 8 candles for each day, plus one helper candle in the middle, called the shamash. Hanukkah lasts 8 days, and each night one more candle gets lit. During Hanukkah, people give each other gifts and give to the poor. They also play with dreidels, which are like spinning tops. They eat potato pancakes called latkes, which usually don't run away screaming. And they use gelt, which are golden coins with chocolate inside. Now today, do you remember how Blue and her friends started singing some Hanukkah songs? Today, we're going to sing a song about dreidels. Those were those tops that are spun around during Hanukkah. You may have heard this song before. If you have, then would you please sing it with me? If not, I'm pretty sure you can pick up the words as we go. Are you ready? This song is called I Have a Little Dreidel. I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 then dreidel I shall play. Cousins, aunts, and uncles come to my house today. I give them hugs and kisses, and later we shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 then dreidel I should play. We gather in the kitchen, each and every one. We're going to make some latkes, because it's so much fun. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 then dreidel I shall play. The cousins grate potatoes, that's what we like to do. We mix matzo and some onions, then add an egg or two. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 then dreidel I shall play. Mommy fries the latkes and puts them on a plate. Supper's almost ready, and I can hardly wait. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 then dreidel I should play. First we light the candles, because we celebrate the victory of the Maccabees. Tonight we're lighting 8. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 then dreidel I shall play. We all go to the table, 'cause now it's time to eat our applesauce and latkes, oh, what a yummy treat. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 then dreidel I shall play. Now that supper's over, we wash and put away. We gather in the living room, now dreidel we shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 then dreidel I shall play. The kids sit in a circle, we all take turns to spin. Some take some pennies out, some put some pennies in. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 then dreidel I shall play. It has a lovely body with legs so short and thin. Oh, dreidel, 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 it drops and then I win. Oh, dreidel, 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 with legs so short and thin. Oh, dreidel, 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 it drops and then I win.
Ah! Was that a fun song? Did you pick it up as we went along? Great! Now that we're into singing, do you want us to hear some more? Will do!
How lucky are we that we have lights so that we can see, although the day is done. What a miracle that a spark lifts these candles out of the dark. Every evening, one by one, until the end of Hanukkah, of Hanukkah. With the jingle bells and the toys and the TV shows and the noise, it's easy to forget. Of the day, our whole family will say these words for Hanukkah. top out of my yellow hanging. Melech HaOlam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav Itzivanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah. We light the candles for
That's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about Hanukkah, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!